Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
I love the song, man. It's Diamond Platinum, so Namibia's Heart and Soul with JJ. We also checked out Abudi GMP with Checka My Zaza, My Swig, My Everything. Yeah. 9:29. Thank you so much for choosing us, the NSK and Shaquan. Listen, in the previous hour, we had Dr. Amesho, Josephine Amesho. And right now, we've got another personality who recently celebrated being an ambassador, a whole Audi ambassador. How dare you not put an air horn to her name? Come on now.
Yeah, no, absolutely, she deserves it, and she is no stranger to Fresh FM.
Yeah.
So yeah, the latest addition to the family, so to say, it is the brand or female brand ambassador for Audi.
Please make some noise for Lucy K. Good morning, Lucy K.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you? Should we include Mrs. Rocco in there or now?
No, please make sure you include Mrs. Rocco.
Always.
Yes, always.
Very important. Very important. So, how are you doing this morning?
No, we're doing fantastic, man. Yeah. We're doing fantastic. Congratulations on your new role as the ambassador of Audi, or the female ambassador of Audi, Macy.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciated.
You know what I'm actually curious of right now? I was thinking about this yesterday when I saw the news. It's just in your own mind, in your own space, how long do you think you've been manifesting for this moment? And I say this because Lucy has been driving an Audi since forever.
For the longest time, yeah.
Right? So are there ever, were there ever moments that you actually manifested to actually be the face to, I mean, at this, I mean, for this point?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and I've actually never thought of it like that, because I mean, ever since, I have always wanted to drive an Audi in my life, like I think for the longest time.
Yeah.
And when I finally bought myself one, I was like, yay, this is it. I was the brand ambassador before they gave me a car.
Right.
If you have to look at it that way, I think this was just for them to confirm, yeah, it's official now, you are. But in my mind the whole time I was understand what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Lucy K, you will obviously find those naysayers, okay? You will obviously find those people like, yeah, Lucy, who? We don't even know who's Lucy K.
Or those ones that will say things like, why her, not me?
Why her? So, Lucy K, why you and not the next person?
Somebody actually asked me that question, why me and not the next person? So the very interesting thing is that, you know, when the handover happened, they actually said, you know, we get so many people that come in here that want to become brand ambassadors, but we chose Lucy because we couldn't find any other person that was fitter than her to become a brand ambassador of OD, or female brand ambassador of OD Center Ventup. With that, for me, means a lot. But yes, a lot of people will ask you, who's Lucy K? Is she a content creator? Is she an influencer? But I mean, for the people who know Lucy K, I don't think I need any introduction.
You don't?
I am.
Come on.
I am the girl I think I am.
You're the girl with the five rings, you know, because, you know, four rings for Audi and one on her finger.
Do you see?
Mrs. Rocco.
Correct.
But you know what, I'm curious?
But I think in all honesty.
Yes.
To be chosen as a brand ambassador, I think it's also because of the work that I do with Audi Club Namibia.
Yes.
Having held the position as a chair lady, or Madam Chair, as they call me, for the past 3 years, re-elected in that same position for such a long time, and Audi Center obviously being our stakeholders, because of the charity work that we do as Audi Club Namibia, we've done quite a lot, and people might not see it because it's charity. It doesn't need to be promoted or shared on social media. That's not the idea. The idea is to just help the less privileged, give somebody a smile on a day, and that is what Audi Club Namibia is really about. So I think the recognition also comes from there. We have Audi drivers across the country, like-minded alike, that have joined the club. from the north, from Sokop. And now recently we just took a trip down to Kobabas just to try and create awareness on all the club and the charity work that we do. So if I can perhaps also lay it down, it's just to say that, for example, every year we have a theme. We're driven by a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And last year our theme was mental health, was mental health, where we specifically tuned in with the Ministry of Health, and we worked with the MOPD ward, that is the mental hospital here by Central Hospital.
So, yeah.
Where we donated mattresses, we donated a blood pressure machine, toiletries, soap, everything. We spent a day with them, and you know, just going through to understand what it's all about. So that's what Audi Club Namibia is about, and I am the chairperson of that club. I drive the club, so basically I think it probably also came from there. Hence they say they couldn't find a better person that
was befitting
to be a female ambassador.
Yeah.
Yes, or befitting to be a female ambassador for Audi Centre Bento.
Okay, so what is the one thing that you're most excited about? Now, okay, before we get to that, how long is this ambassadorship going to be on for? Is it for a year, or have they communicated that with you yet?
They have, but it's on a 3-month basis renewal.
Yes.
So basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We don't know how long it will be. That hasn't been communicated yet. I guess that depends on how happy they are with me.
Yeah. Right. No. But you're gonna nail that appraisal. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Hey. But what are you most excited about? Let's maybe look at the next 3 months, for example. Apart from the fact that every time that now you can't hide from us, Lucy, because when we see that Audi driven by, or we know that
we
it's
know.
Lucy, right? But what
Sorry,
are you?
I didn't yet.
No,
yes.
What I was saying is now you can't hide you can't hide from us. You can't say that no, that's not my Audi because your name is on it. Okay, but for the next 3 months, what are you most excited to do? Is there something that's probably on your mind that you think that you're going to be doing? Just for the next 3 months.
The next 3 months are actually very, very exciting because, as I said earlier, as I alluded to, is that every year we have a theme for Audi Club Namibia, and this year in particular, our theme is Help Keep a Child in School. So now Saturday, this particular weekend, we took a trip down to Kobabas.
Oh, and is that why you guys were at a school? Because I'm like, what are they doing there? Okay.
We were at Vetflay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school called Nosop there. So this school is in dire need of so many things. And again, we are also, thank you for giving me the platform. I'm not advertising or anything, but I'm calling up everybody. I'm calling up Shaquan. I'm calling up NSK. So basically on whatever it is that you have to help keep a child in school, that is the drive that we're doing for the next 3 months, specifically with this project. So we are targeting schools in areas or settlement areas like Vetflay, for example, and that's why specifically we went there to just assess the situation, find out what's going on, hostel, what is it that is keeping the kids away from school?
Yeah,
and we got that, so we will now see what we can afford, what our stakeholders can bring on board, and we will drive that project with NOSOP. So NOSOP is our project for the next 3 months.
Okay. Listen, I all I can say just in my final remarks towards you, Lucy K, is listen, you are the original of content creation and influencing. Listen, you were doing content creation and influencing even before social media. Oh, today they sit there with Instagram and make it seem like that is what you call influencing. You were on radio for over a decade. What are you talking about? So yes, as a radio person, I'm just exceptionally happy that it went to you. Congratulations, Maisie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No,
thank you very
absolutely,
much.
Absolutely, man. Same from me. We are going to celebrate you forever. All right. But we're very, very proud of you, man. I think also a lot of the times when you've been following someone for such a long time and then you get to see everything that they've actually achieved over their lives and so forth, you just actually get a little bit inspired to be like, man, it's also possible for me. So thank you for actually being that person that constantly reminds people that, man, it could be you at any time. Okay.
You know, Shaquan, you said a very important thing. And NSK, thank you so much. I appreciate that. What it is that it doesn't matter how long you do it. And like I always say, do what you do and do it best. You don't know who's watching. You don't have to, like, you don't have to let the whole world know. Somebody's going to know. Sorry, excuse my voice once I'm coming down with a bit of flu.
Is it? Okay.
I think winter blues got me.
Yeah, yeah.
But do what you do and do it best and wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Because somebody is watching, and you are, whatever it is that you're doing, I'm sure it's the direction that God wants you to be in.
Absolutely.
So, Do not stop.
I actually think what set you up real good.
Uh-huh.
What really, really set you up. And you have to thank this man for this.
Uh-huh.
Is that Mahai interview that you did? Okay, Shekwan is a bit lost right now. But Lucy Kay, if you still have that interview, please send it to us just so we can send it to Shekwan as a meme.
Please, babe.
I don't even know where it is. Well, I said fine, and I'm so dumb. Not
so so we must thank Mahai, please.
But here's the thing, guys. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You see, you know there's two Lucys, right?
Oh, and was it the other Lucy that
comes up, there is was Lucy, the other Lucy that was, did
that interview. That interview. Oh,
there is Lucy K, and then there's just Lucy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But you guys were Lucy Square together, so I mean, you can't blame the NSK, Tohoba.
No, I
that's
no,
why
no,
I'm like, wait.
Okay, no, thank you so much, Lucy K.
I can't blame anybody, but thank you so much, guys. Also, continue, keep the fire burning. I do enjoy your shows in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if I have to be grateful to anything, I have to be grateful to this station, because this station made Lucy K.
Come
there we
on.
Go. You see there.
Yes.
Fresh FM made Lucy K, guys.
Nah, what did you say?
If it wasn't for Fresh FM, I don't even think Lucy K would be here.
You see there.
Fresh FM 2007, that's how we started, and we're here today.
2007, wow.
Yes, 2007.
What would you say again, your tagline? What was it, Diva something something?
Diva Divine Finest, baby.
You see it. All right, cheers to Lucy K. Enjoy your blue, you call her blue most, nah?
Yes, blue.
Okay, enjoy those blue rides, as I believe.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for calling me and having me, and it was very thoughtful. And yes, let's continue pushing the industry.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.